When we talk about domestic violence, we usually focus on the perpetrators and the victims. But children in abusive families are also deeply affected. We're joined now by Haley Rhea. She's a sophomore at UW, and her father killed her mother.
It happened in the night, and the day before, I had school and a basketball game, and then me and my mom went to the store and got dinner and went home. My dad always works, so he was at work, and I went to bed that night in my room, and I woke up in the middle of the night, and my dad had laundry in his arms, and it was really late, and I asked him what he was doing, and he said, nothing, go back to bed. So he laid it with me, and I fell back asleep, and then when I woke up in the morning, my mom was gone, and he said she had run off with a boyfriend. And so he took me to school and told me not to tell anyone she was missing.
And then who eventually broke the news to you?
Well, throughout that day, my grandparents were calling her. They talked on the phone every day, and so they called me to see where she was, and I didn't know, and so they called a coworker, and he called the police, and they came and talked to me, and I went to a foster home, and then the next day I got told that they had suspicion that my mom had been killed by my dad. It took a few days after that to find her. They had searchers everywhere, and they had a helicopter, and they eventually found her out in the wilderness.
Why did he kill her?
They were getting a divorce.
And that's it?
Yeah.
Now, I know he had not been physically abusive up until then. Was there verbal abuse going on? Were there warning signs here that, in retrospect, maybe you or your mom or one of her friends might have picked up on?
Well, like, he was controlling. Like, we would go to visit my family in Wyoming, and he would have to work, and then he'd just show up there, and he'd have to sit right next to her all the time. Couldn't leave. She could never just, like, go off with her sisters. He had to be there all the time. Like, when we went out to eat, we could only order off the dollar menu and stuff like that. The days before, he would not eat. He would not sleep. He just sat there, and his voice changed, and it was really weird.
And, of course, then your father was convicted and sent to prison, and then you went to live with your grandparents in Lander.
Yeah.
I can imagine that must have been very difficult growing up without your parents. What would you tell friends if they would ask, why aren't you living with your mom and your dad?
I would either tell them it was a long story or that my dad killed my mom. And most of the people in Lander were notified before I came there. And so they had already known, so they wouldn't question me.
Have you spoken to your dad since then?
No.
I can imagine that something like this would leave pretty big emotional scars. What do you do to cope with it?
I used to run a website. Now I run a Facebook page in memory of her. Basically just speaking to all the schools.
And you've gone around the country doing this?
Yeah.
What's the sort of message that you would like to get across to people with your Facebook page, with talking to people? What advice do you have? What warning signs should people look for?
There's so many warning signs. Like, if they're controlling, they're constantly texting you, where are you, what are you doing, just putting you down, saying, I'm going to kill myself if you leave me. There's so many things, just emotional abuse, physical abuse, financial abuse.
And when you say emotional or financial abuse, what does that mean?
Like, withholding money, giving you an allowance, making you beg for money, or emotional, always putting you down, always making you feel like you have to be with them to feel good.
Obviously, these are warning signs that we can imagine that a potential victim would want to look out for. What about children? What about people like you? I mean, are there things that younger kids should know that when they're looking at their parents' relationships?
Like, if they're constantly fighting, constantly putting each other down, not ever happy, not sleeping with each other, anything, there could be a problem. Mostly, kids are abused. If there is a domestic violence situation, they're abused also.
Haley Rhea, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.